counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Basa Bulat.
Hey, it's Cecil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Last week, our number one was brand new. This week, well, we'll have to wait about an hour, 50 minutes or so to find out. But until then, lots of great music is coming your way over the next 2 hours. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Ammon. Brian Cleveland is also in studio, and we are back at it again. Brian, you talked about my beard last episode or two episodes ago. I can't remember. I was listening to them. And now I have to mention that your holiday beard is growing in.
I just haven't shaved in... not very many days.
Maybe
5 or 6 days.
I'm embarrassed that you can get that kind of growth in 5 or 6 days, and it takes me like 4 months to grow what I have now.
But mine gets gross really fast.
Yeah.
Basically.
Like creepy beard?
No, I would just have these, well, you've seen, I just get this weird swirl in one of my cheeks. And
it's true.
I've tried to grow out of curiosity, see what it would look like. And I think that the longest I grew my facial hair was maybe about a month. Huh? And it never, there are lots of gaps, and it never really quite filled in. And then I...
You need to start using beard oils.
I have no interest in ever doing this. Basically, sometimes I just haven't shaved in a couple days.
All right,
I'm not actively participating in growing this facial hair on my face.
Last week, we talked about sports that we had no business talking about. And this week, it's about cosmetics, which we also have no business talking about. Let's talk about what we do have business talking about, and that is the charts, which come from earshot-online.com, in which we are going to count down. And Brian's going to let you know what else you'll find if you go to that website.
You should always go and check it out. It is earshot-online.com, or just search for Earshot with the exclamation mark at the beginning. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which you can find at that fine website every single week, posted on Tuesday evenings. This is for the week ending Tuesday, December 6, 2016, and it is a service of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Huge shout out to all of their fine staffs and volunteers involved in the different projects taking place at that association, of which we are a proud member here at Local 107.3 FM. The main part of the website, at least for our purposes, is the National Top 50, the 50 most played releases of the week from across Canada. And we bring you selections from the 20 most played releases on our weekly show. And the top 50 is a combination of over 30 Campus Community Radio stations' own top 30 charts. This week, 32 stations across Canada submitting their top 30 most played releases, as well as genre-specific charts, both regionally and nationally, for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly charts, reviews, interviews, features, and so much more. So go and check it out at earshot-online.com. As always, free of charge.
Well,
same as this show.
Free.
Except for Anthony. I make Anthony pay.
We're going to start charging for the show.
Oh, we are?
I feel like we've gotten to that.
This is a terrible idea.
Yeah, I know. It's not a good idea. We'll leave it free. And it is a great website. You can check us out online too. earshot20@gmail.com is our email. facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook. And at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out to us. All are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you in the form of playing something from your latest release. And we will also interview you, and we'll package that all up for you. So Brian and I have been mentioning it. There's only a couple of weeks left before we're done for the holiday break. And then we come back with the top 20 of 2016. In fact, this is our second to last show of 2016.
The holidays.
Crazy. And still, even though it is second to last, it is not shy of changes, movement, and perhaps even maybe a new number one. But we'll talk about what has dropped off the charts first, as we do every week at the beginning.
It has been a very busy week across Canada, and There's lots of shakeup as always. There's 7 new or returning releases within our top 20. And as Anthony mentioned, that means a few releases from the week or weeks before are falling off of our show, at least for this week, perhaps to return as many often do. Tons from number 20 to number 33, Charlotte Day Wilson from number 21 to number 21 from number 11, just outside of the program this week, as is Elephant Stone at number 22, down from number 13, Croy from number 10 to number 46, the Darcys from number 18 to number 38, Pup was at number 16, they're now at number 42, and Lossil at number 14 on our show for the first time last week, this week at number 43. And Anthony kind of alluded to it a little bit, so keep it locked right here to find out what our most played release of this week was, because there is a new number one at the top of the charts.
There you go. And 4 debuts. Only 4 yeah. debuts below the top 20, which is strange because over the past few weeks, we've had 8, 9, 10, 12, you know, upwards. So it is low, but still some great stuff to talk about in the second hour.
Yeah, well, I mean, it had to slow down at some point because there's been, as you mentioned, like anywhere between 8 to 2 a dozen debuts over the last multiple weeks. So at some point in time, some of those are going to stick around and make it into our program, which is why we have so many new albums to play this week, including 2 in our first set of music and then a couple after that as well. So
cool.
Lots of great new stuff coming your way this week for sure.
All right, well, let's get it started.
All right, it is the new self-titled record from Kestrels from Halifax, Nova Scotia. It debuted last week at number 46. This week it is at our show at number 20 to lead into our music here with a track called Necho. Le Faucon, le Chacal et le Vaisseau Spatial is a track from the new Chocolat album Rencontre Lulu from Dare to Care Records that's sitting still at number 19. And from Victoria, it's Johns, J-O-N-S, and their new one following up their 2014 release is an album called At Work on Several Things. It's at number 18. From number 24, we'll hear Trip As.
Here is Kestrels, your number 20 this week. The album self-titled, the song Necho or Necho. What do you think? Whatever.
Necho, I suppose.
One or the other. You decide. N-E-K-O while you're listening to the song. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Number 18.
it's the Earshot 20.
That was Trip As, the lead track from the new album from Johns. Their new record is called At Work on Several Things, and it closed out our first set of three there at number 18, up from number 24. Sitting still this week at number 19, our only album sitting still this week, is a new one from Chocolat called Rencontrer Loulou. That was a track in the middle there called Le Faucon, Le Chacal et Le Vaisseau Spatial, which means the falcon, the jackal, and the spacecraft for all the Anglophiles out there in the world listening to this show. At number 20, up from number 47, Kestrels with their self-titled new album, and you heard a track called Nico.
I just am so impressed. You're just so good.
I had to Google translate the last part.
Did you?
I knew you can kind of, French is, has a lot in common with other languages that people know as lots of languages have roots in other languages. It's kind of the way that language works. But
thank you for that. Lesson.
In case you didn't know that.
Right, right.
And it's a real history lesson here on the Earshot 20 this
so
week.
So good.
But I didn't quite know what the last part there was.
Yeah.
Spacecraft.
There you go. Cosmetics.
Now I learned something new this week. Le Vaisseau Spatial.
See, I feel like I would have, but you know what I would have said? I would have said space vessel or spaceship, I think.
Yeah, basically the same thing.
They're all
It's all interchangeable.
Same. There you go. All right, we've got more music to bring you before we get to our first set of news stories, music news stories, of course, brought to us from Exclaim Magazine and Stephen Karlick in there in his beautiful, nice chair that I bought him for Christmas. He doesn't know it's coming yet, but he'll get it. It's get nice,
secret room.
Nice ivory sort of ivory-esque looking arms and a red plush red seat. It's beautiful.
Wow, since I'm finding out now that you're so flush with cash and the giving spirit, I can't wait for my huge gift.
You will be shocked. You'll have to tune into the holiday episode, but Brian will be so ecstatic about his gift. But so we've got the music news coming up on the other side of this, but first Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at 17 and 16.
Yeah, no big surprise to find this one coming into our program after it falling into the charts last week at number 37. It's from Arts and Crafts, and it is the new album from Gord Downie, Secret Path. It's at number 17 this week. You're going to hear a track called Haunt Them, Haunt Them, Haunt Them. And then stick around, because as we mentioned, we'll be giving you some of our music news, and Gord Downie certainly in the news this week as well. City Slickers and Country Boys, following that by Lisa LeBlanc. Her new album's called Why You Want to Leave, Runaway Queen. It's at 16, up from number 25.
Basically just waiting for something to come along and eat me. Is this future's gate where my dreams are treed? No, my memories are just memories of memory. And I folded in a dream, pitch black and glowing blue. A raven saying, I know a way that I can help you. His eyes, I saw my pale last days, said what you can't escape, you've got to embrace. Oh, I know a way to get back, this don't have to end. A way to get back. Bye.
16.
Someone get me out of here. Someone get me out of here.
up from 25 the week before and number 16 this week. That was a track from the album Why You Want to Leave Runaway Queen called City Slickers and Country Boys by the artist Lisa LeBlanc, coming our way via Bon Sund. And at number 17, up from number 37, Gord Downey. His new one is called The Secret Path, and you heard a track called Haunt Them, Haunt Them, Haunt Them.
As always, we have loads of great music news to bring you this week, all of which can be found at exclaim.ca. And if you look hard enough, you might even find Stephen Karlick, the senior editor, by name, of course. Although, Stephen, I think I just came up with a pretty cool contest for Exclaim. Little mini cartoon versions of you plastered throughout the pages, and then you turn it into a scavenger hunt.
When I was an intern, they took a photo of me reading the issue and put it on the like the reader's poll thing. So that was very exciting.
Well, you,
in case you were reading Exclaim back in December of 2009.
Well, there you go. So it's all you're saying my idea isn't brand new, is what it
well,
is.
Well, I'm saying it's perfect.
Okay. I get it. Let's see. We've got all kinds of great stuff to chat about, and let's kick things off with news for Ryan Adams fans, as a new album is going to be released after all.
Yeah, just as the new year starts creeping upon us, we're starting to get the notes about new albums coming out. And like you said, Ryan Adams, he's been promising a new 80s-inspired album for a while. And while that release never actually materialized, the beloved alt-country singer-songwriter has now locked down a new release date for an album called Prisoner. Due out February 17th, the LP will arrive courtesy of PacSam, Blue Note, and Capitol. It'll also mark the singer's 16th studio album and the first new record of all original material since 2014's self-titled effort. You can hear a first single from it called Do You Still Love Me at exclaim.ca. Adams, meanwhile, has said of the record that, quote, I started writing this record while I was going through a very public divorce, which is a humiliating and horrible thing to go through no matter who you are. To be me and to go through that the way that I did was destructive on a level that I can't explain. So a lot of extra work went into keeping my chin up and remembering what I did and what I loved about who I was. You can see some recently captured fan footage of Adams playing a new song in Sydney on our post at Exclaim, where you can also see the track listing for the album artwork, and of course, hear that single.
And it sounds like Adams is wearing it all on his sleeve for this release.
He truly is. I mean, as much or more than he ever does, I suppose.
For sure. Now, I feel like this next one is big news, and I don't know that I fully appreciate how big this announcement is. And maybe it's because we're talking about the summer here.
We are talking about the summer. This is a long way away, but fans of metal and punk and all sorts will be excited to know that Amnesia Rock Fest, the festival that happens every year in Montebello, Quebec, is already readying its 2017 edition. And now they've announced two of their big headliners, one of which is German industrial band Rammstein and pop-punk lifers The Offspring, who will both play the event in June of 2017. The event will take place this year from the 22nd to the 25th. Known for their over-the-top stage shows, Rammstein have promised to arrive to the Quebec town with, quote, 10 trucks of gear, 15 containers of pyrotechnics, and a staff of over 100 people. A press release also adds that the festival will, quote, increase its production capacity at several levels in order to accommodate the show, notably by using a stage 2 times bigger than at the last edition, and a sound and lighting system twice as powerful. In case you weren't excited enough about that, The Offspring will be playing their 1997 album Ixnay on the Ombre in its entirety in celebration of the record's 20th anniversary. Big time names for next year's fest. Nothing else to report at this point, but you know, that will be rolled out at some point in the new year, I'm sure.
Keep an eye on the Amnesia Rockfest site for tickets, and I'm sure, of course, you guys will keep everyone up to date as new acts are announced.
Sure will.
We'll round it out with what I think could make a top 10 list of the most feel-good moments of the year in Canada. I watched video from this, and I had tears, of course, talking about a great honor that was bestowed upon Gord Downey.
Yeah, there's been, I mean, I feel like I'm talking about him every week, but it's been such a huge year for the tragically hip frontman. He also released, of course, his solo album, Secret Path, which highlighted a challenging part of Canada's history. And as a result, he's been honored by the Assembly of First Nations for his support of reconciliation efforts. To to open a three-day assembly of chiefs from across the nation on December 6th, Downey was praised by the Assembly of First Nations Chief Perry Bellegarde for the work he's done in calling upon the Canadian government to rebuild relationships with the country's First Nations communities and bringing the story of Chaney Wenjack to light through his solo project. After taking the stage to a standing ovation, Downey took part in a small ceremony in which Bellegarde gave him the sacred gift of an eagle feather, along with a spiritual name, quote, the man who walks among the stars. Downey was given other gifts from visiting chiefs as well, along with a star blanket made by the Dakota people. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was also in attendance. Downey, of course, shared a few words saying, quote, soon, in a few days, a couple of weeks, there are 150 years that Canada wants to celebrate. I will personally then celebrate the birth of our country, celebrate the next 150 years. There's more from those quotes where he talks about taking generations to heal the wound of residential schools, to become a country and truly call ourselves Canada. You can read the whole thing at exclaim.ca, where you can also watch videos of the ceremony in embedded players, so head there for more on that.
And you talk about his most recent release. I watched a clip from the We Day event that happened, and he was one of the guests that performed an incredible emotional performance from him for all of those kids that were there at We Day, and it was incredible.
Yeah, it's such an important issue. I mean, Canadians are so quick to point the finger south of the border and look at Donald Trump and slavery and all the racism that's happened in the United States, but Canada has its own fraught and very troubled history. And we need to make that right.
Gord Downey, great man, national treasure, and we commend him for all the work he is doing. Stephen, it's been a slice. What do you say we do this again in the second hour?
Sure.
All right. Right now, though, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear the lead track from the new Evaporators release called Ogo Pogo Punk. Last week, just outside of the show, so no big surprise to find it from number 21 to number 15. This is the lead track from that album, I Can't Be Shaved.
Number 14.
Some people have the opinion that they should decide the way that other people ought to live their life, following the lessons that they think they're told in a storybook that's nearly 2 millennia old. This is my life to waste, no accounting for taste. Searching for distraction and an easy way out, a suitable distraction and an easy way out. To howl with the pack that stray, simply capitulate and enjoy the fray. I'm of the opinion I alone decide the kind of nasty habits that will fill my time. Cause it's my life to waste, every misstep and mistake. Searching for distraction and an easy way out, a suitable distraction and an easy way out. Carry
distraction and an easy way out. A wonderful distraction and an easy way out. A suitable distraction and an easy way out.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was A Suitable Distraction by Duotang at number 14, down from number 9 the week before. Their new album is called New Occupation. And into our show for the first time, the new release by The Evaporators from Mint Records out of Vancouver. At number 15, up from 21, is the album Ogo Pogo Punk. And you heard the lead track and lead single from that album called I Can't Be Shaved. Highly recommend going and checking out Nardwuar's YouTube channel, because they've been putting out lots of new music videos for lots of the tracks. I think there's probably about 4 of them out now, and as you would expect, he's obviously been asking people to feature in the videos as he's been preparing for this album release. So there's some pretty big, you know, music celebs in there as cameos and features on the different videos, including Drake and Snoop Dogg and Little Yachty and more. So go and check those out. I think that the one for I Can't Be Shaved, which was the first one released, also had a roller derby team in there. So I'll just leave it at that, and you should go and check it out.
Is he trying to shave Bigfoot, and he chases Bigfoot through various cities and
no woods? You're really off base. Yes. Oh. So a strange guess.
Okay.
Just go shaved
a roller derby term? Is I don't know if I'm getting
no the am I no close? Actually, the music video doesn't relate much to the song.
Okay, that's all I'm wondering. You know, it could be he. I think a really cool video would have been him chasing around the
I'm the wrong pitching person for you to be pitching this to.
I'm not just pitching
maybe
it to
Nardwuar
you.
Is listening.
I'm pitching it to everyone who's listening. All right. Thanks very much to Stephen for the music news in this hour. And I do have to say that, again, we had Gord Downie was on the program because his new album is making it onto the charts, and awesome to see that. And I gave a shout out. I think you should all go watch again. I'm going to mention it because it was really great. His performance on the We Day event, and it was telecast on CTV. It was really emotional and just a great, great performance to watch. He did a fabulous job. So, but I can notice he had an interview with Peter Mansbridge that he did around the time that they were doing the hip final concerts. And he said in that interview he actually has prompters or like iPad screens, whatever, that the words are up on, because he can't remember the words. And because I knew that he had said that from that, when I was watching it, I could see him looking down and looking at what would be the screens to get the words, but still powerful. Powerful performance. It was good stuff. So lots of great music you've already heard, and much more is on the way. Soon rounding out the first 10 of the top 20, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Here's another new one for you here at number 13, up from 38, from Edmonton, a new one by 100 Mile House called Hirath. And this is the closing track from that one called Seeds.
Thank you. So take them seeds, 'cause spring is near. Cover them in dirt here. We'll sit and watch your flowers grow. Along with them, your sense of hope. We'll find a spot where come midday, the sun will turn from light to shade. And there you'll sit, dog by your side, some words to pass away. Words to pass away the time. Time, but soon they'll show a little love can heal a home. And even if those days go by, deep beneath the dirt you'll find a patient ear, a little trust. Those friends you kept just close enough, they'll pay you back, not just in kind, 'cause they know open hearts are hard to find. An open heart is hard to find. Oh.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 12. We'll be right back. Earshot 20, number 11.
The Earshot 20.
That was New Fries up one more spot this week with their new album More, and that was a track called JZ and Triple L. I'll let Anthony pronounce it for you however he pleases.
Giselle.
After that.
I'm pretty sure it was Giselle.
Sure, whatever you please. And Medium there in the middle from the Pack AD, their Lace album 2016 called Positive Thinking, and number 12 down from number 8. And into our show for the first time, Hooray, the new album from 100 Mile House at number 13, up from number 38. That was the closing track from their new record called Seeds.
All right, that does it for this hour of the Earshot 20. If you missed any part of the program, you can go back and check it out. Tell you about that in just a second. But I am Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland, also in studio, and we count down the top 20 from earshot-online.com almost every week. And it is that website where we get the charts. It is Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station where we record and broadcast first. Every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication to many, many stations across the nation. Over 20, actually, to be exact. And we also
over
are carried...
30.
Over what?
30.
Oh. Well, that's a surprise to me. Merry Christmas, Tony.
You just have selective memory.
That's true. And you can find the show online as well. If you don't hear it on one of those stations, you might be getting it from radioforall.net for download or you're podcasting through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And stick around because in the next hour, we have the top 10. We've got more music news from Steven. Brian's going to give you the lowdown as to what's debuting below the top 20 and so much more. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.